The promise of God. All throughout the ages, God promised men that he would do something for them. Starting with Adam, God gave him a promise after he left the Garden of Eden that for a Savior. And then all the way down through man, you see that God is talking to individual people and promising them the same thing, that there is coming a man that will save them, that will redeem them from Hades. And so people followed. Abraham heard from God, believed him, and took his entire family and left home and went about 1,000 miles to a land that he didn't know in the middle of strangers. But he believed God. He believed the promise. Abraham never saw it. All throughout the ages, the prophets always knew that God was going to bring a Messiah, Christ, save them, redeem them so they could go home to heaven. They never saw it, but they walked in it. They walked in the promise. They believed God. It says that Abraham was justified before God by his faith, by his believing and trusting God. I mean, pick up your family today, go 1,000 miles away to a place that you don't know and you don't have the promise of anything going to be there, but to do it anyway because God said to do it. And that is what Abraham did. That's what David did. That's what Moses did. That's what Adam did. That's what all the prophets did. They walked in the promise of God. Even the Israelites were not, they had the promise of God, but they weren't living in the promise until Moses came and got them out of Egypt and brought them to the land of promise. It is so true in our lives. We live by the promise. We haven't reached the promised land yet, which is heaven, but we will if we walk through this land believing and trusting God for the promise that he said that he give us. God is always there. God goes before us. God works out the things before us, but we have to walk in it. We have to walk in the promise so that God will do his work and we will go home. So, folks, the promise is Jesus. That's the promise. God said to believe and trust and to walk. And so, even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, the Bible says, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. God is with us all the time. So we can walk through the valley. It doesn't make any difference. Circumstances are not the point. It's the walk that's the point. It's the walking all the way home. The promise of God.